This is the song Yellow Eyes by Rayland Baxter on his new album Imaginary Man. It was singled out in the Songs We Love series by NPR Music's Ann Powers. She said, "It's a rare thing when an artist scores a hat trick like this, a great melody, a genius arrangement, and finely crafted lyrics. Not to mention, have you ever heard a song that begins with a line about a paperclip?"
There's a paperclip resting on my countertop. Sunday morning I forgot what it's like to lose a friend.
Rayland Baxter joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Hello, thank you.
So, what was the paperclip about? You found a paperclip on your countertop?
Yeah, I did, actually. No, it was, you know, this is funny that this paperclip has gotten so much attention. I was dating a girl for a while, for a few years, and we decided to part ways. Just a simple conversation. We were sitting at the island in my kitchen. She kept unbending a paperclip into a teepee shape, and it stayed on the kitchen counter for a couple weeks after we had already broken up, and you know, it just sits there. And I had put my groceries up on the table, maybe thrown a guitar up there. I was cooking, and it stayed there. And it became a challenge. Like, how long is that paperclip going to stay there and not get knocked over? This little paperclip becomes a symbol of resilience, of maybe what we lacked as a couple.
And now it's time I get to find in my own way, and I'll leave you lonely.
You named the album The Imaginary Man.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Well, I had a list of probably 200 album titles that during when we were recording the album, and Imaginary Man was the second one on the list. All these songs, they exist as part of me. But within each one, there's also this an imaginary character that I don't necessarily want to claim as me. So it's kind of a cop-out. Like, yeah, I wrote the song, but I'm going to just go ahead and give it to old Mystery Joe over there. He's the imaginary man for Paperclip, for Yellow Eyes, I mean. Or, for example, Mr. Rodriguez, the first track on the album.
Yeah.
I never walked down the street with Sixto Rodriguez. But Imaginary Man in my head did when I was in Detroit and I was dreaming about it all.
Yesterday morning, I was walking around, me and Mr. Rodriguez on the wrong side of town.
I live in a dream world for most of the days. This is why I love touring. This is why I love getting in the van with our band and seeing the earth pass us by, and I can just dream.
You're so much like me, boy. Step out of your dream. Watch them all gather round, boy. It's your turn to be king. 'Cause you are the only one.
Much of this album has a kind of a alternative country rock sort of feeling about it. So I wondered about this song. It's called Rugged Lovers. It's a sort of a gentle version of what you're doing.
There's an empty field along the road where all the rugged lovers go to play at the end of the day.
I spent a lot of time losing relationships just because I toured so much. I enjoyed touring, and I enjoyed going through these trials of life and learning how to deal with my family, learning how to deal with a lover, learning how to deal with my group of friends in Nashville. And Rugged Lovers is just kind of tapping into how it's hard to keep a relationship on fire when I'm gone all the time. And getting along with somebody, there's just a little bit of a speed bump.
'Cause I'm so tired and I'm so bored that I could die. Rugged Lovers.
Your dad is a famous Nashville musician, Bucky Baxter. He played pedal steel for Bob Dylan. He worked with Steve Earle and R.E.M. We can hear your father playing pedal steel, I think, on this track, Your Love,
yeah.
Sort of sliding back and forth.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
You know, what I wondered about was, I assume that when you were a kid, he was gone all the time.
Yeah, my parents divorced when I was 2.
Did you ever spend time with him, get to learn from him?
When I was young, we spent a lot of time apart because he was always on the road with Steve Earle in the 80s. And then when the 90s came around, it was always with Bob. You know, in the early 2000s, he was out on the road with Ryan Adams a bunch. But when he was back in Nashville, we'd get in the car and we'd road trip. But we'd go from Nashville to L.A., Nashville to Jackson Hole, Wyoming to go snowboarding, Nashville to Nova Scotia to camp out for the summer. We'd listen to music, and he'd school me on what was cool and what wasn't in his mind, and that definitely shaped what I ended up getting into. You know, Jimi Hendrix, the Beatles, Ray Price, Creedence Clearwater. I mean, I have so many vivid memories of jamming out to all of these guys, and my dad saying, kind of pointing out, oh, this is a cool pedal steel solo, or check this out.
If you see your recordings as a kind of a continuum, mm-hmm. you start with one and build on that with this new recording, mm-hmm. what do you think is going to carry you to the next place?
Well, I think what would carry me to the next place is experience and just kind of always being aware of my surroundings and taking notice of the way the wind blows through the trees and how the leaves make that sound on the pavement and becoming a better musician and constantly trying to tap into that song train that floats through the sky that nobody really knows that exists, but you just pull it out. A melody comes from somewhere and not sleeping on that, you know?
Rayland Baxter, his new album is called Imaginary Man. Thank you very much for coming in.
It's been a pleasure.